Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is.
Billy Goat Ruffers.
What is? Oh, I've got some stuff playing.
Hey, man, what's going on here?
That's the Washington Examiner piece for Farmers Insurance because of the Tom Massey piece. Welcome to the program. Hey, no food or drink in studio, first of all. Let's get things straight. Oh, man. Hot outside. Walking in the studio. I'm sweating. Brought some ice water. Walked right past that sign that said, no food or drink in studio. But, you know, I digress. Been a long week, hasn't it? Been a crazy week. This is kind of touchy. Well, it's really not. I mean, talking about what is being is really isn't touchy. It just is what it is. Been a tough week for the enemies of those who fight for our right, fight against our right to bear arms. Every day. Been a tough week for them. We've had a number of instances, two very, very prominent instances of guns saving lives this week. You know, these are the incidents that they never acknowledge. Not when it's an individual citizen, not when it makes news, not when it's national news, not when it's a concealed carry permit holder saving the life of a cop, whether it be on a lonely, dusty highway 50 miles west of Phoenix at 4 a.m. in the morning, not when it is broad daylight 12 hours earlier, 4 p.m. in the afternoon in Lee County, Florida, not when it should be the greatest human interest story of the year that all of the networks back when I was a kid would have covered, when it was during a time of racial strife fomented by Black Lives Matter and cop haters around the country and the Democrat Party machine. Deny that, if you will. And a black concealed carry permit holder in Florida saves the life of a white deputy being beaten within an inch of his life by a black soon-to-be cop killer. I mean, this is a natural for the evening news, isn't it? I mean, it used to be. Why isn't it today? Because the news is no longer the news, but rather a propaganda wing of the Democrat Party, and that type of news doesn't fit their agenda, of which they are actively engaged in promoting along with the Democrat Party, which is the party that wants to take your guns, which is the party that hates you and your guns, which is the party that pushes gun control and the socialist agenda, and therefore that truth doesn't work for them. Funny how that works. We have an attempted political assassination of Republicans by a left-wing lunatic socialist Democrat who was stopped dead in his tracks, thank God, by armed response, of which Chuck Schumer himself acknowledged on the floor of the Senate and is now part of the Senate record. What? No, it really is an upside-down world. He really said that. I watched it live, tweeted it out. I couldn't believe it. Are you kidding me? But he didn't have a choice. He had to do it. He'd have looked like the buffoon he is if he didn't. Because he had to. Because it was one of his own who was saved by a gun. Now, Chuck Schumer, when he starts calling for more gun control in the coming days, and he will say it was because it was a cop. It was a cop. But in the meantime, America knows better. America saw right through the hypocrisy of the gun-grabbing left and the loudmouths up on the Hill who would push that gun-grabbing agenda when good guys with guns saved the lives of their colleagues. And those good guys with guns would have saved the lives of their colleagues regardless of the capital letter D or R next to their name. A little bit closer to home to me, in the state of Georgia, two vicious cowards, scumbags, somehow, and I can't wait to find out how this happened, overpower two corrections officers southeast of Atlanta, in a transport van. This is a bus, transport bus, containing 31 other inmates, total of 33 inmates. You know, George's, you know, finest beauties, a bunch of losers going from one pen to the next. You know, those folks. Yeah, no sympathy there. I'm sorry. You know, call me what you want. When somehow two of these beauties are able to overpower the two armed corrections officers that are transporting them, get a hold of their gun after a scuffle, and murder both of these men. And then carjack a passing vehicle, take the cell phone and chuck it out the window, and disappear for about 3 days. That is until an armed homeowner in Tennessee found him on his property and held him at gunpoint until the cops got there. Whew. But that never happens. Now, as far as I'm concerned, see, there was a $130,000 reward for the apprehension of these two. As far as I'm concerned, the sheriff down in whatever county that was, Morgan County or wherever it was in Georgia, the guys working tirelessly, and they finally caught these scumbags. But the sheriff said, well, it looks like we're going to be able to keep that money. And my response to that is, no, hell no, you ought not be able to keep that money. It ought to go to that homeowner up there in Tennessee who pulled a gun on these two scumbags who clearly were capable of murdering anybody who got in their way and held them until cops got there. That guy ought to get every dime of that. But that's just me. But where's every town praising the actions of that homeowner? This area has been very uneasy until those two satellite radio moment were caught. They could have been anywhere. And lo and behold, they wound up in Tennessee, a couple hundred miles away from where they murdered these two corrections officers. And Chuck Schumer ought to take note that, you know, the guy who held those two scumbags, who I'm sure he would praise, wouldn't he? Yeah. Sure he would. Sure he would. Wasn't in uniform, but no. He was an average Joe bloke. Like everybody who isn't Chuck Schumer and special, like Barry Loudermilk up on the Hill, who should have special privileges to have their right to carry in D.C., according to my own representative, Barry Loudermilk, Republican, right here in Georgia, my own representative who I voted for. We're going to go there in just a minute. I am going to get to my guest, I promise, but I got to get this stuff out. I just have to. Been stewing on this and been researching this and been looking forward to talking with you about this all day long, so Lee Williams, you just hang in there, brother. I'll get with you in just a second. This has got to come out of old Mark A. If it doesn't, I'm just pent up here. And old Loudermilk, my representative, out there clamoring immediately, as were a number of other members of the House of Representatives, about how, man, you know, we're targets, man. We need to fast-track this. And old Barry Loudermilk is already a co-sponsor, one of over 130 co-sponsors of the House of Representatives, Duncan's House of Representatives, Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, the national bill, which not only provides him reciprocity in D.C., but me too. But he bypassed that and went right to, we need it for members. No. You need to use this opportunity to push that bill because it makes sense to do. Now you've seen it. It's not taking political advantage of anything. It's saving lives. It's like, hey, look, why are we sitting on this thing? Let's get this thing moving. The representatives in this chamber, both chambers, need to be able to defend themselves. And they do. Along with the rest of us when we're in D.C., who, by the way, are victims of crime in Washington far more often than they are. So that's not political opportunism. That's doing the right thing. Move the bill forward. Take action and quit leaving it there. Trump will sign the bill. And then what does Loudermilk do? I'll tell you when we come back. Because Thomas Massie wants D.C. to recognize concealed carry permits from other states. And he's not singling out just himself. And he's already created the legislation. And Barry Loudermilk has co-sponsored it. Huh? Dude, just move the bill, dude. That's the new bumper sticker for the day. Just move the bill, dude. Good heavens, it's not rocket science. It's freedom. Advance it. Don't hold it back. Let it roll. Just move the bill, dude. Back right after this with Lee, the gun writer, Williams.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Right now, I'm watching the One American News Network because that's my new favorite news network since DirecTV has it. And I'm watching a, don't you just love this stuff? You know, a loser scumbag in an orange jumpsuit in Ohio, arrested for five murders, $75 million bond. Why don't you just say no bond? I mean, does it make you feel better to say $75 million bond? Just say no bond. You know, then just eliminate the problem. No bond. Period. Goodbye. Let the state begin the process of killing this guy and getting rid of him. Oh, that's so heartless, Mark. Oh, my God. Well, he murdered a family of five. Not allegedly. He murdered a family of five. And I got to stand there and watch this guy in chains and handcuffs wipe tears from his eyes. Give me a break. Let's go to Lee Williams down in Florida. Lee, HT underscore the gun writer on Twitter. How you doing, brother?
Great, man. You're right. It has been a long week. But
hadn't it been something, man?
Yeah, yeah. I was expecting a lot worse reaction, but it's just been ongoing. You're spot on the arrest of those two bad hombres, brother. I mean, these guys had nothing to lose. Kudos to the homeowner and his neighbor who drew a bead on him and took him down.
Right.
I mean, this is would have been a hellaciously difficult arrest for a trained law enforcement officer to make. These are bad men with nothing to lose. They both know they're headed to death row if they get caught.
Well, one of them serving life without parole anyway. I mean, he had nothing to lose out of the box. Nothing. Killing these two corrections officers didn't matter to him.
No. There's Tennessee versus Gardner is the Supreme Court case that pretty much guides law enforcement on when they can use deadly force. And there's a little known caveat in there. It means if you've got a really bad hombre and he's going to get away and you can articulate the fact that you know he's probably going to kill again, you can shoot him regardless of whether or not he's presenting a threat. Among law enforcement, it's known as the Hannibal Lecter exception. It's in cop speak. But I'm here to tell you, both of those hombres would have qualified for that. And for these two civilians to take him down, it's amazing. And I do hope, as do all my readers, I put it on my Facebook and it exploded this morning. We all hope that those guys get the money. They deserve it.
Well, they do deserve it. You know, I heard the great sheriff down there, and is it Putnam County or Morgan? I think it was Putnam County. I forget. Forgive me for that. I'll look it up during the break. But, you know, this guy's been working tirelessly, feverishly.
Yeah.
To avenge the deaths of these two corrections officers in this county, and he's done an amazing job. In fact, even the media was sympathizing with him the other day. I mean, Sheriff, he looked tired. He had no sleep for 3 days. And he determined to catch these two clowns, and he made it clear, turn yourself in. That's the best thing you can do for you. Now, honestly, you know, if law enforcement had gotten to these guys first, I don't think they'd be breathing right now.
I couldn't agree more. I wouldn't take a chance on these two. If they even blinked, it would have been deadly force time. And I got to say, my heart goes out to these corrections officers that were murdered. They get no respect from other law enforcement. They're paid miserably. It's a horrible, thankless, but incredibly dangerous job. And my heart just goes out to them and their families. It's such a horrible, horrible loss for that community. And they don't get the respect they deserve or the pay. So
Go ahead.
It's just, you know, I at least they got him. I agree with you. If law enforcement would have taken him down, probably would have been a little bit of a happier ending, but at least they're not going anywhere. They're not going to hurt anybody else for the near future, at least.
Now, and you take a look at these two scumbags, you know, these are just a bunch of skinny little, let me just put it this way. They don't have long for this world. Yeah, they're going to have an appeals process and all that stuff, but they're not going to get a whole lot of breaks. You know, Georgia's penitentiary system is one of the toughest in the country, widely recognized as one of the toughest in the country. And they were a part of it. They wanted out. Now they're back in. They're not going anywhere. These guys are you know, the state will begin the process of putting them to sleep, right, to put it mildly, where they belong. But, you know, there are some people that just don't deserve to be breathing the air that good, decent, law-abiding people should be breathing. And I'll go back to Grady Judd. I'm harsh on Grady Judd when it comes to my right to bear arms because I don't think Grady Judd is 100. Grady Judd is a Second Amendment, but I support the Second Amendment, but okay, so I'll leave it at that with him. But when it comes to, you know, the criminals that he apprehends and the work that he's doing down there, he does a great job. I go back to some comments that he made that you will recall back when I was a resident of Florida. We're going back a ways. And I believe it was Grady Judd when he first took office. And maybe I'm wrong. If I am, you correct me, Lee. But when we caught this dirtbag on I-4 who murdered the police officer who pulled him over, then took off into the woods, spent 3 days living under a log, murdered a subsequent police officer, canine officer, and killed the dog. They finally found him underneath a tree. And he was when they finally found him, he came out from underneath the buried underneath the tree, which a miserable existence in the heat of Florida in the summertime living under a tree is not good. And he popped out. He had a handgun in his hand, which belonged to one of the dead officers. The moment they saw the handgun, he was peppered with 65 rounds and asked during the news conference why he was shot so many times. I believe it was Grady Judd that said, because we run out of bullets.
That was Grady. That was definitely Grady.
Yeah, that was something else. I believe that's right after he took office, too. He was a fairly new sheriff in Polk County, if I'm not mistaken, at that point. It's quite some time ago. But I believe that's what you would have seen happen here had it not been for the restraint of a law-abiding armed citizen. And, again, I'm not trying to politicize, and I'm not politicizing, but you have two very high-profile incidents this week. That makes it very difficult for the other side. It makes them look foolish screaming for gun control. Let me put it that way. You know, get the usual suspects are doing that, right, Lee?
Yeah, I'm seeing it all over my Twitter feed, all over Facebook. They're using it, blood dancing, as an opportunity.
Isn't that something? And
yeah.
Meanwhile, the rest of the country is going, well, wait a minute. An armed homeowner stopped two dirtbags and an armed response saved at least a dozen, if not closer to 20-plus lives at that ball field during that left-wing lunatic Democrat socialist avowed assassination attempt of Republicans. So it's how do you argue against what we already know in the face of that now without looking stupid?
You can't, and they are looking stupid, especially the valor of those two officers going up against this nut in an ensconced position armed with an SKS with handguns. Incredibly valorous. Can't imagine.
Yeah, no, and you shoot, right? I've got a number of AR-15s behind me here in the safest radio studio in all of America. You're familiar with you put any rifle. I don't care what rifle it is. I don't care what caliber it is. It's why our troops are armed with rifles. It's why we've been armed with rifles since firearms were invented, because they're more effective than handguns, especially at short distance. My gosh. I mean, very powerful. A rifle is more powerful than a handgun. Let's face it. What's the old I think it was Clint Smith that said you use your handgun to fight your way to your rifle. That's pretty good advice. Lee, when we come, if you can, when we come back, I want to talk about Thomas Massie, because he wants D.C. to recognize concealed carry permits, period. He's not throwing up the little disclaimer that Loudermilk is. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios in full swing. Gotta love that. Representative Thomas Massie. Lee Williams, let's go here for just a second. Kentucky,
sure.
4th District, Thomas Massie, a very gun-friendly guy, very gun-friendly state, as you know. Thomas Massie, and I'm quoting now from the Washington Examiner, the headline, Thomas Massie wants D.C. to recognize concealed carry permits from other states. And let me go back to, and this is kind of cool, because if you Google Barry Loudermilk right now, the Washington Times piece comes up, or the Washington Examiner piece comes up, the Washington Post piece comes up, and my piece comes up from Ammo Land. All three of those posts are the top three hits for Barry Loudermilk. I'm proud to say my article is one of them. My column is one of them. And here's what Barry Loudermilk said. Barry Loudermilk is my representative, Lee. You probably knew that. If you didn't, you know now.
My condolences.
Barry's a good guy. He really is. And I know Barry to be pro-Second Amendment. I'm a little dismayed at what he said here. And I'm reaching out to him to bring him on this program because I want an explanation. I want him to explain to my audience at Armed American Radio and as a constituent of his and someone who voted for him why he said what he said. I want to give him the opportunity to explain that. I'm not going to jump up his skirt. I just want to know why.
Cannonball.
But it is not.
Jump.
Hey, Sean, why don't you go ahead?
Not
again.
Swan Drive. Seen it? Covered it. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers.
Okay, I wanted to play the audio, but I keep getting that stupid recording in there. So we're going to go ahead and cut that off. I keep getting the farmer's insurance, and I wanted to play something I had for Barry Loudermilk, but that's okay. I apologize. All right, so what we'll do is let's just paraphrase it, okay? Lee, what he said was, we need reciprocity for members, period. Why do you think he would say that when he co-sponsored the National Reciprocity Bill? Why would he say that and single out members?
I can say that, paraphrase that shorter. It's guns for me and not for thee. And I think he was scared, obviously. But I can't support that. Mark, that just strikes at my core, creating a special class, a citizen. I hate it. He needs to retract that immediately. You know, Massey, in an interview with the Washington Times, said the exact opposite. He told the paper why he wants his bill, and then he said, but I don't want to extend a special privilege just to congressmen. I recognize that everybody has the right to defend themselves, and that's in the Constitution. I couldn't have said that better myself.
No, I had great audio for this, and I apologize for not being able to play that. I can't get that queued up, but that's okay, so I apologize for that. Stupid farmers commercial keeps popping in on my audio, keeps re-upping it every time I go to hit play. But let's go to what he said. Let me quote Massey. Very important. What I'm trying to do is anticipate how to avoid a tragic situation in the future, and what the American people don't realize is that most congressmen do not have a security detail, and we are as exposed as the general public. We are as exposed as the general public. That's the operative phrase in his statement, Lee, because he acknowledges that we're exposed, which is something that Barry Loudermilk didn't. What Barry Loudermilk, my representative, said was, I'm not saying we're any more special than anybody else, but we're targets. Barry didn't acknowledge that we're targets. In fact, we're targets in Washington, D.C. alone every day more than there are representatives and senators combined in office. So look, how do you leave a talk radio host at a loss for words? That's how you do it. And I'll continue quickly and then go to you for your comment. He says, we're exposed as the general public is exposed as they come to visit our nation's capital. I don't want to extend a special privilege just to congressmen. I recognize that everyone has the right to defend themselves, and that's in the Constitution. Why? Here's the weird part. The dichotomy. Barry Loudermilk co-sponsored that. What gives?
The thing that your listeners need to know is the district is not a safe place. Yeah, the mall, the monuments are very well policed, Capitol Police. I forget there's dozens and dozens and dozens of different jurisdictions in that area. But if you get away from the attractions, D.C. is a very dangerous place. It has an incredibly high crime rate. So it is one of these cities that you really want to carry a gun in. You get away from the areas where it's patrolled and where they keep them safe for tourists. It is not a friendly place.
Well, let me go to this angle. Massey, love what he said.
Yeah.
Love the fact that Loudermilk is one of 130 sponsors of Duncan's bill from North Carolina, the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act 2017. I love that. Love the fact that Loudermilk co-sponsored Massey's piece. But my question is, why are you stopping at just D.C.? There's already a reciprocity bill in the House and the Senate that accomplishes all of this. Why? So Massey wants to single out just D.C. Why not just push the bill that's already there and get this done? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. Of course, that would be the ultimate solution to all of this crap, which is going to go on. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen in California, New York, New Jersey, all of these behind-the-lines, non-free states, and this would take care of it. And I think they should, rather than dilute everyone's strength here, they should just push for the national reciprocity. That should be the foremost bill on everybody's mind. We're going to waste a lot of effort going after these little things piecemeal. Yeah, I'd love to carry a gun in the district too, but let's carry a gun everywhere. Otherwise, let's focus all of our attention and energy on national reciprocity.
Politically speaking, now I understand what Massey is probably doing here. He understands that this, with this in the forefront, this bill would move quickly. He'd be able to get this done quick, and it would be very, very difficult for Democrats. You've got you've got Democrat legislators out there that will stand up. You got the usual suspects, the dopes, who will take advantage of their own security and carry their own guns and take advantage of it, but they'll talk out against your right to do so. The fact is that Massey knows that the time is right politically. This bill would probably sail right through because it doesn't have all of the political baggage that Bloomberg camp and the NRA, nobody can claim it's an NRA deal because it's just one bill focusing on D.C. So Massey understands that. He knows that, look, I can move this thing quickly and at least get D.C. taken care of. Here's what that does. It gives him and his colleagues, both Democrats and Republicans, by the way, it extends their right to carry in the district where they work so that they don't have to worry about coming back and forth from Virginia, not being able to go to a free state and come back to an unfree district. Okay? So he knows he can get that taken care of quickly. It accomplishes that goal, much like what Loudermilk said, because look, they're already in the district, right? They work and play there. That's what they do. They go back and forth, you know, from their home districts back to the District of Columbia. By moving this bill quickly, they can take advantage of it. It kind of accomplishes what Loudermilk was saying. Hey, it gives members. And it does. It provides immediate relief for members today because Trump would sign the bill. Here's the problem. Once they do that, I believe it's going to stall the National Reciprocity Bill. They're going to focus on other directions. Go, oh, we gave ourselves this because, let's face it, most Americans travel a lot of other places than just D.C. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to hearing from Loudermilk's office. I really, truly am. I hope he can come on the program and talk with us about this because it really, truly doesn't. I am having a difficult time gathering my thoughts around why he said what he said. I haven't seen a retraction on that and said, well, I meant to say this. Have you?
No, I have not either. And I think he owes you for several reasons. One, he owes the gun community an answer. But two, you're his constituent. He needs to answer his questions from constituents. I think you have a very legitimate reason to get him on the show. And, you know, knowing you as I do, you're not going to ambush him.
No.
Full well, while he's going to be on there. You're one of the politest hosts in the media.
I told the guy and his people already, and through third party as well in Washington, D.C. up there, look, it's not going to be a puff piece. I want to ask him these questions, and I want to frame them the way I'm framing them right now. I want to know why he did it, and I want him to understand or at least bring to his attention that this is what causes people like us to view people like him as an elitist snob. We'll be back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to wrap up yet again the fastest hour in all of daytime radio. I promise you that. Today, two chances to win. One is the Gun A Day giveaway. The other is the grand prize entry. Even if you win the Gun A Day, you're still in the running for the grand prize entry. Even if you don't win the Gun A Day, the Gun A Day giveaway today is a great one. It's an H&K P30 valued MSRP at $1,054. You'll get a check for $1,054 to buy that gun. You can buy it cheaper at retail from your local gun shop, I can promise you. You got some money left over for dinner and some ammo. That much is for sure. If you win the, because if you all you have to do is head over to usccaonair.com, activate a self-defense shield membership, silver, gold, or platinum. And if you do that, you're in the running for the Gun A Day, the H&K P30. Whether you win or don't win the gun, you're still entered for the grand prize entry, which is the Dream Truck giveaway, valued at $45,000. $45,000. One of y'all is going to win it. USCCAonair.com, the self-defense shield, you know, I tell you every day, up to $300,000 in protection with silver, $13 a month. Gold, $575,000 in protection, $22 a month. And platinum, which is what I have, up to $1,150,000 for $30 a month. Peace of mind, baby. How much is your peace of mind worth? Let's go back to, that's USCCAonair.com. Let's go back over to Lee Williams, the gun writer. Lee, let's kind of change the subject here. I want to get to some of the things that you've written about. One of them is the Punta Gorda Police Department. Now, we talked about this on the program when it happened. Let me give the quick crib note version. They have a police and community interaction training that they put on every year, at least they used to. And that interactive training also included a shoot, don't shoot scenario between law enforcement and civilians. Now, I've been in the simulators, the actual police simulators, the LAO law enforcement only simulators, and the law enforcement officer simulators, and these things are intense. They're intense. You come out emotionally drained. You come out with goosebumps. You come out shaking because they are so real. These are real. You're interacting with the operator and yelling and screaming at the bad guy and trying to. It's really crazy how powerful these things are. But in this case, it's a live shoot, no shoot. And what happened was the officer involved loaded his firearm with wad cutters and went during the shoot, no shoot, wound up killing a librarian, a 70-plus-year-old librarian who was there taking the class with the police department. Now, he's been charged with manslaughter, pled not guilty, chief fired him. The chief is charged with a misdemeanor. That's it. He's charged with a misdemeanor. And he's on paid administrative leave. So rather than just pleading this thing down and getting it out of the way, it's a misdemeanor, he's denying any culpability at all, isn't he?
Yeah, it's really sick. And then the sickest part was today we learned that the officer involved, the former officer, has applied for a disability pension claiming he developed post-traumatic stress disorder because he shot and killed the retired librarian Mary Knowlton. It sickens me. It's as I wrote, Mark, it's one of the most egregious things I've ever encountered in my life. He shoots and kills this beloved woman. She's beloved in the community, adored by her family, and now he wants to get paid for trauma that he claims he suffered. And the way the pension board works down here, he could get 65% of his salary. Of course, that could change depending on the how the manslaughter works out for him. But I don't even know what to say on this. I mean, he makes a mockery of this death, and he's dishonoring those, and you know the folks, you've talked to him too, who have legitimate trauma claims, i.e. the thousands of men and women who have spent years of their lives in hell holes around the world. This kid has no shame, and he's abused the system, and I don't even know what's next in this case. I know the chief has gone crazy as far as his defense of his misdemeanor. If he had a shred of honor, Mark, he would have resigned. He would have pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor. He's not going to do prison, and then he would have resigned. That's what a man with a shred of honor would have done.
That's all he had to do. Either that or plea it down. At least look for a plea. Get it down to where you think it's right, or just take the misdemeanor or plea it down to something else or something different. Okay, and resign your position and save your career. Go somewhere else. You know, you might get a job somewhere, okay? At this stage of the game, it's really bad. Now, I've gotten some email in the past when we talked about the case. You know, the only way they felt, a lot of people said, well, why is the cop being charged with manslaughter just a couple steps down from murder? Well, here's why. He loaded the gun with wad cutters. I had somebody say before, well, he thought they were blanks. He's not trying to kill her. No, of course he wasn't trying to kill her. Nobody's claiming he was. But it was pure negligence. It was pure negligence. It didn't have to happen. This woman's life is over. Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, but I had some emails from some folks that said, well, I guess really the only way he wouldn't have been charged is if he hadn't loaded the wad cutters himself, if somebody in the department did, and then he used the gun expecting it to be. And my response would have been, no, it would have been the same. Because what do you do when you pick up a firearm? Any firearm. You're responsible for checking what's in it. You don't trust anybody else. You don't trust somebody to hand you a gun and point it at you and go, don't worry about it, it's unloaded. Okay, you want that person to squeeze the trigger when it's pointed at you because they said it was unloaded? Of course not. You have the final word when it comes to that firearm. Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% right. He also had the ability to say, no, I'm not going to point a real gun at a civilian or anyone else and call it training.
And that's the second part of the
equation. I refuse to follow that order. Yeah, he should have refused.
Well, I can't believe in today's day and age that this department wasn't using blue guns. I can't believe why they weren't doing that, why they felt, or for that matter, airsofts. I just don't understand why they were even doing this with the training. It doesn't make any sense. It's kind of like, oh, I don't know, going back a few years and you wonder, geez, it took us 50 years to invent that? I mean, come on, were they stupid then? I mean, give me a break. It just doesn't seem to make any sense to me. Can you explain that? Why wasn't the department in 2015 using blue guns or airsoft?
Poor leadership is the answer. Incredibly poor leadership pervading that entire chain of command.
Which is why the chief was charged with a misdemeanor, right, to begin with.
Culpable negligence, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Ultimately, he's responsible for the conduct of his men. It's called vicarious liability.
So in a meeting at his desk, the chief could have sat around and looked through the paperwork and said, okay, let me take a look at this. What are we doing using real firearms in a civilian exercise? What are you doing? What are you doing pointing live firearms at somebody? No. Let's do blue guns or let's stop that training right now. That's dangerous. That violates every rule, every gun safety rule there is. We don't do that. And moving on, there would have been nothing happened. This woman would have been alive, and the department would have been better off for it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why he's charged with culpable negligence. That's why the buck stops with him. It's that simple. I guess that explains it, right?
He's going to call 45 witnesses for his misdemeanor trial. That's going to be the biggest misdemeanor trial in the history of Florida.
And the guy's all he's trying to do is, for whatever reason, he's trying to save his name. He'd have been better off if he'd have just taken it and gone. Lee, where can people find you? We're getting ready to wrap up this very busy week with you, and thank you for being here. Where can people find the Gun Writer?
All they got to do is go to thegunwriter.com, thegunwriter.com. Thanks, Mark.
And I am on the site right now. You got some great stuff up on thegunwriter.com. Check it out. He's got home column news, the Gunwriter TV, events, reviews, who he is, advertise with him. He's got his podcast up there. He's got advertisers up there. Some of the stuff he's writing about, exclusive stuff. If you're in Florida, too, you'll really enjoy it. Florida Man Designs and Patents Revolutionary Pistol Site. Maybe we'll get to that next week. Florida homeowner armed with only a machete fights off 5 home invaders, capturing one of them. Wow. Pretty cool stuff. Lee Williams, the Gun Writer. Thank you, brother. I do appreciate it. We'll talk with you next week on your regular segments, okay?
Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Boy, what a crazy week this has been, huh? Something else. Very difficult to defend the anti-gun position in America this week when we saw what happens when good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns. As what happened, of course, the political assassination attempt by the left-wing Democrat socialist trying to kill Republicans in D.C., stopped by good guys with guns. Oh, but they're in uniform. Well, tell that to the two criminal scumbag murderers who killed the two corrections officers in Georgia, went on the run and were stopped by an armed homeowner who wasn't in uniform. Unless maybe it was his work clothes. Fascinating stuff. Wouldn't want to be them. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never, ever, ever find yourself in a gun-free zone. We'll see you on the Monster broadcast coming up. It's going to be a great one. See you over the weekend.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.